Jerry Bader Show 1020. Just be honest, I have no idea what's going on in Washington right now. Reid and McConnell apparently have a deal in the Senate, which gives nothing to Republicans. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Already this morning, it was apparent that Republicans in the House were going to have problems with that. That it was anything that Republicans got would have been very, very, very cosmetic. Republicans in the House now are launching their own plan. John Boehner, Eric Cantor, and other House leaders just held a news conference but said very, very little. They kept talking about fairness, fairness, fairness. So clearly their plan includes some provisions that directly go to Obamacare. Democrats have said repeatedly this is a non-starter for them. So much so, and I think this is getting lost in the conversation, Democrats will not change anything about Obamacare. Nothing. Well, at least not through Congress. President Obama has tweaked, moved, distorted all sorts of things unilaterally on his own. Yet doing anything in a congressional vote, no, that's off limits for them. That cannot happen. We are where we are, and what I have said all along is the last thing that can happen now is Republicans can roll. Whether it should have come to this, we can debate forever. It has. And now to go ahead with what Republicans have done for the last couple of weeks and to cave now would be so catastrophic. And the one thing where I really do fault leadership, particularly Mitch McConnell. What Republicans have been whining about is Ted Cruz, well, he did this and he dragged us into that. If you're being dragged in by a freshman senator, you're not in charge. You're not in charge. For those of us who have a problem with the strategy, that's on Mitch McConnell, not on Ted Cruz. I still question the strategy, but that's all irrelevant now. We are where we are. If we go through what we have gone through the last 2 weeks, and by that, I'm referring to President Obama purposely inflicting pain, emotional and otherwise, on American citizens in this shutdown, pain that wasn't necessary, and then Republicans roll on this. This will be the biggest defeat yet for Republicans at the hand of President Obama. There's no question about it. But many Republicans feel as though they're in a lose-lose, which is why they didn't want to be here. They feel if the debt ceiling isn't raised and if there are negative impacts on the economy, they're going to get blamed. On the other hand, they feel nothing's ever, they can't get Democrats to blink. So they just don't know what to do. At this point, I agree with those who say they shouldn't fold. By the way, I'm consistent in this. I've said this all along. Those of you so blinded by your rage with Ron Johnson just simply haven't heard it. We're here now. So, yeah, now we can't fold. So what do I think is going to happen? I have no idea. Here's the way it looks right now. But, again, I don't know this. It looks like there is at least something in the Republican plan that addresses a change in Obamacare. No matter how minuscule that is, Democrats will not accept that. Based on the repeated mantra by Boehner, Cantor, and the other leaders that is, you know, fairness, fairness, fairness. It has to do with pushing back the individual mandate. That's all I can figure. There's no way they're going to do that. If that is what it is, they can't. That's why they push back the business mandate. Because they want more and more individuals to go on the exchanges. They are trying to force individuals onto those exchanges. There is no way they will push back the individual mandate. They can't. This thing collapses under its own weight if young, healthy people don't sign on. Young, healthy people already aren't signing on in enough numbers. The first 2 weeks have been a complete and utter train wreck. There is sticker shock. People are finding out how much their insurance is really going to rise under this, and they're freaking out. It's been an unmitigated disaster. So you would think, then why not push it back? Well, that would seem the logical thing to do if Democrats were accepting how botched this has been. They're not. They're still whistling past the graveyard on that. So if Republicans have anything, including the individual mandate, that's going to change Obamacare, it's not going to happen. So then what would happen? Well, then I think the Treasury deadline for borrowing gets hit on Thursday. I don't see any other way around it. Be clear on this, though. Whatever tough talk he's doing right now, Boehner is terrified of that, just as Mitch McConnell is, because they're convinced they're going to get blamed for it. At this point, though, to get nothing out of this, and there are two ways to look at this. You're not going to get Obamacare changes. It's not going to happen, and then we will hit the debt ceiling. Okay, if that happens, it happens. But that is what's going to happen. That's why Boehner pivoted to the entitlement reforms. Democrats said no to that. No, we're not doing anything. I think the strategy at this point, then, is for the House to just sit there. But they do not have the nerve to do that. Which takes me full circle on this. I knew they wouldn't. I knew Republicans would not have the stones to follow through on this because they feel they have to be the adult in the room. They just feel they have to. They believe that it is detrimental to the country if this happens. And whoever gets blamed for it, they don't think that's the right thing to do. Whereas I don't know how bad hitting the ceiling is going to be. Everybody has an opinion on that. Oh, I want nothing at all. Well, then why do we ever approve a debt increase if there's no adverse impacts to it? I don't know. But however bad it might be, the Obama administration is going to make it as bad as it possibly can. Look at the sequester. Look at the shutdown. They are going to try to make this miserable for Americans, even if it doesn't have to be. And quite frankly, Republicans have not done a very good job in the sequester and the shutdown in pointing that out. We in talk radio have. They don't seem to want to talk about, again, as a party, not individuals I'm talking about, as a party. Has John Boehner held a news conference and talked about the shameful behavior of the president in the shutdown? No. No, they haven't. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next 48 hours. No clue at all. Not until we get a real look at what the Republican plan is, but I'm sure conflicting plans is a non-starter. I mean, I would be shocked if that's not the case. I'll see if I can find a little more on the Republican plan competing with the Senate plan during the news. But otherwise, 10:35, now we will talk about Mary Byrd. It's 10:30.
Jerry Boehner, jerrybohnershow.com.